Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. I think it was just a week that Ron Johnson, you know, issued a joint statement with Tony Baldwin.
Two days. Saturday until Tuesday.
So, yeah. A full week then. it was Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin issued a joint statement saying you shouldn't politicize this event. And then 2 days later, Ron Johnson said, no, I meant really you should politicize this event.
Yeah. So I got a piece here over at the Heartland Signal.
I don't take Ron Johnson at face value at all. He lied to our face directly several times, and we've called him on it, and he just said, well, about that other thing, and then talked for another 5 minutes about that other thing, because he's a politician. That's what they do.
Just not a genuine human, I don't think.
Yeah, I wasn't going to, like, I was like, yay, good for you for releasing the statement, but it's not like you.
Right. But he literally got the Monday morning headlines, and then he went on a podcast on Tuesday and was like, well, I didn't mean anything in that joint statement. It literally, like, so Johnson appeared on the Todd Starnes podcast Tuesday to clarify he hadn't been calling on the situation not to be politicized. And here's a quote from Johnson. I realize there are very definite political components to the story. If it were not for the no bail and low bail policies of the political left, this wouldn't have happened. That's Senator Ron Johnson. So yeah. There is definitely a political element to this. I'm not saying don't politicize this. That's what he had to say on the podcast. So he literally took the joint statement that it was issued on a Saturday afternoon saying, please do not politicize this. And then 2 days later.
Here's more of his statement. These people should be alive today. They should be still be celebrating. What should have been a joyous Christmas parade, but he's not, and there's a political movement that's responsible for these things. It is the left. There's a political movement of lawlessness, of chaos. Let's just be honest about that.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. And so yesterday on the Senate floor, the other senator from the joint statement on Saturday, Senator Tammy Baldwin, asked for a moment of silence on the Senate floor and then stated, and this is a quote from U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, I think it is simply wrong and disrespectful to the innocent lives that were taken away from anyone to play politics with this horrific tragedy. We know this is not a political issue asking for division. It is a community standing together in unity, asking for support to heal, and asking for our love and support as we move forward together. Those are your two senators, Wisconsin. We've got one that puts out a press release for the headlines and then immediately goes to his right-wing echo chambers. And then we have another one that actually stands by her press release, has a moment of silence on the U.S. Senate floor for the victims of the tragedy in Waukesha, and then has statements like that, trying to bring people together.
Look, if you want to look at the reason why this actually happened, you can talk about cash bail back and forth. That's a separate issue, I think. Same thing with, you know, school shootings and gun control. I don't think people should have AR-15s and things like that, but that's a separate issue than an actual school shooting. The reason that these things happen is because that person chose to say F it at that time. That person had no other things in their life that would make them decide otherwise. There's those people that person who perpetrated all these horrific crimes have nothing to go back on, no reason to not do it. You know, that's the problem. And how do we provide everybody with one of those things? I don't know, but
right. There's not a simple answer to that, but I think I would love to be able to have a robust debate about cash bail.
Yeah.
And mass incarceration in Wisconsin and around the country. And we can't have that.
No.
Because there is literally one political party in the state of Wisconsin that has one goal and one goal only, and that is to acquire as much power as possible, and they do not care about having good faith discussions and arguments with the other side. And that is the Republican Party.
They don't want the problem solved. They want the problem blamed on the Democrats.
They want to find out however they can use the problem to raise money and win elections, to acquire more power so that they can raise more money, win more elections, and acquire more power. That is the summary of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. And Ron Johnson is the embodiment of that right now. He comes out and says the thing that he can put on his mailing literature for if he is running for re-election. We still don't know that. But he, by all means, seems like an individual that is running for re-election next year. He has yet to announce. But he can slap now on it campaign information that he stood with Senator Baldwin and share all those headlines and claim that he called for the end of divisiveness and the end of the politicization of a tragedy. But then he goes to where the right-wing listeners are and says, I am absolutely politicizing this. And it is disgusting.
Yeah. And you told us what the right is standing for. But this is why I stand on the left. Because of things like these tragedies. Because I want to make it a better situation for as many people as possible to reduce the likelihood that anybody will have any recourse, no recourse, but to go and do something like this. Kids that go and shoot their classmates aren't doing so because they come from a wonderful family. Some of them, yeah, might have some sociopathic issues or psychopathic issues and things like that. But this is beyond needing like extra treatment or something like that. This is a comprehensive problem that we have. And part of the reason that I am part of the left movement is because the left is actually trying to solve these issues and trying to make it so that there isn't an environment. There's less fertile ground for people like this to grow up through. And the reason things that like this happen are because they have no other recourse. And I want to make sure that they, and that's why I found that Democratic policies in general try and prevent these situations where this ground is fertile for this to happen.
Hang on, Brian. I think you're trying to politicize this school shooting and you want to be able to only put just gun. You want to take away my guns. That's essentially what the argument
I could give
would
a crap about your guns.
You're gonna politicize the problem and you're gonna take away my guns.
Never has happened. There's never been a proposal to remove anybody's guns. At most, I've seen a gun buyback possible, and other than that, I've never even seen one thing seriously proposed or presented.
Weird. That's really weird. Well, it seems like maybe they're just politicizing all of those issues, and it's not just the tragedy in Waukesha that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to politicize.
Why don't we just put up another plaque?
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back, but we're going to talk more about this. We're crawling, we're crawling, we're crawling. Oh, no.